Your Island, live and local with your host, Tom Shalero on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And once again, as we round third, heading up to the 2 o'clock hour, the CSEA, Civil Service Employees Association, New York's leading public service union. Folks working together to make New York a better place for all of us. CSEA represents 265,000 workers in the great state of New York. 48,000 of them can be found right here on Long Island. They are your bus drivers, groundskeepers, and clerical staff. They plow and pave your streets, clean your office buildings. They provide child care and care for the mentally and physically disabled. From Buffalo to Brookhaven, CSEA members work hard for all New Yorkers. They never quit serving our communities and fighting for working people. Nick Lamont, president. Just finishing up, I've got Nick Giordano in the studio. Nick is a professor of political science. One of our has just been promoted to senior contributor here on our midday program. I want to bring up another topic. I know we're talking, quite a bit about, the protests by professional athletes. So I want to move to something else. Out there right now, there's a number of groups that are out there that are anti-police. We know that. I mean, you know, again, constitutional rights that you can, you know, say and do what you want as long as lawful and peaceful manner. Well, what they're doing, I don't know is if it's lawful in the sense that it's causing arrests to be made. And they're putting out to individuals associated with certain philosophies about law enforcement in this country that when you get stopped by the police, it's like a primer. And it's like a whole list of things. So what you ought to do when you get stopped by the police. And I will say this, it is inherently legally wrong, not to mention ethically wrong. Okay, so this is what it does, and then we'll hear from Nick Giordano. They essentially put out this premise. They give them a list of Supreme Court cases that they feel, they meaning these particular groups, coincides with an automobile stop, a traffic stop. And what happens is the police officer stops an individual for, let's say, running a stop sign. Okay, now the person rolls down the window, the police officer approaches the car, all lawful, and I want to keep underscoring the fact that the police have the right and responsibility for public safety, i.e. traffic safety, because if somebody is driving recklessly, the police need to stop that. Distracted, drunk, what have you. The police need to stop that. Or going through a stop sign, or speeding, or no brake lights, whatever. They have the right to enforce those laws. It's inherent in the criminal procedure laws here in the state of New York and every state in the United States. According to DMV rules, and you've heard this before, many of you have taken the learner's permit test, driving is a privilege, not a right. A right cannot be taken away from you without due process of law. A privilege can be lifted immediately by the agency, in this case, New York State Department of Motor Vehicles, can take your license away if you don't conform to certain rules without due process, without a court hearing or something like that. If you refuse to do the 9 steps while you're out on the road to determine whether you are drunk or not, and you say, no, I'm
just
not doing
example.
That. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry.
Come on.
Okay. Well, if you said no to that, New York State says, okay, we're taking your license. And the police officer loves the right to arrest you. All right. Here's what's happening. Out there right now, if you get stopped by the police, this is what they're sending to these individuals. Don't hand over your driver's license. Ask the police officer, what crime have you committed? And of course, you didn't commit a crime. You committed a violation, an infraction. All right. So when the person insists that unless I committed a crime, you cannot stop me. I don't have to hand you my driver's license. Well, moron people, you do have to hand the driver's license. You must under every law in the 50 states. Yet what's happening is they're not handing over the license. I guess they expect the police to go, okay, sorry, I stopped you. Wrong. It's not going to happen. They have to further investigate now as to who you are, what you are, and why you're refusing to cooperate. And now it's elevated, even though you're asking, what crime have I committed? You have not committed a crime. You've committed a traffic infraction, and the police officer duly has the responsibility, lawful action, to request your driver's license registration. Well, what's happening is a confrontation now is arising. It's going up to the level of a crime, failure to comply. The individual is locking themselves in the car. The police officer has not left because he's not going to walk away. He wants your driver's license to continue what could be a traffic stop or what a warning, issue a warning or issue a summons. All of that's taken away. You're resisting now. You lock the door, and in some cases, the police officers are now, he's calling for backup. They're forcing you out of the car. They may have to break your window. And now they're fighting with you on the side of the road, and it's resulting in an arrest. And it's resulting in a confrontation between citizen and police officer. This is out there, folks. It's happening to the police. The men and women of the police department now are faced with this additional burden of having to deal with what's turned out to be unlawful and wrong information that these moronic organizations are giving to folks who think they're in the right. All the while, they're reciting Supreme Court cases that are not appropriate to the individual of a traffic stop. So I'm concerned about this, and I'm putting this out there that if you're getting this information, you must, under driving is a privilege, not a right, turn over your driver's license if you are operating a motor vehicle. You have to do it. 631-451-1039. Nick Giordano, take over. What do you think?
I just think these groups should be ashamed of themselves. First of all, you're creating a problem where a problem
people are getting
exist.
Arrested you know, for nothing.
Absolutely, and they're getting criminal.
Because they're getting arrested because they're stupid.
And they're getting criminal records, which is going to lead to them having a more difficult time getting jobs or anything else.
Yeah.
And these people, what these groups don't understand. All right, so maybe 2% of police officers abuse their power. The other 90%, 98% do their job and do it effectively. And, you know, police don't wake up in the morning and say, who could we give a hard time to today? Yeah. I mean, they go out, they do their jobs, and they want to go home. And so now you're creating this subculture where police are almost like the enemies, that we have to look at them with suspicion. And then we're going to refuse to comply, and we're going to say that the police are abusive when they go and arrest us because we're refusing to
comply. Well, now it elevates into a physical confrontation. It's elevating it. And now, of course, the police are going to get blamed for the physical confrontation, but it's not. It's the person who has been given wrong information. And again, they keep repeating, what crime have I committed, sir? What crime have I committed? Driver's license, please. What crime have I committed? This goes on for about 15 minutes.
100%. And let me tell you something. If that's the case, I don't. Police officers aren't going to walk away because if I'm the police officer, now two things are going by in my mind. One is going to be, well, what is this person trying to hide? I mean, you know, if they don't want to do something as simple as hand over the driver's license, do they have a suspended license? Are they trafficking drugs? Whatever it may be. And the second thing is, well, I'll sit here and wait all night long. I'm not going anywhere. And do these people really believe that the cop's going to say, oh, I'm sorry, have a great night.
Well, I don't know what they think.
What's the logic behind this?
You know, and they'll take some Supreme Court case like Brooks versus U.S. And they'll say, according to Brooks versus U.S. and according to they have no idea. But they're being fed this propaganda where they feel that this is now the war. Again, a small segment of the population, folks. It does. I mean, real here in Suffolk County, the residents of Suffolk County like the police. Let's face it. But there's a small segment. There are people in New York City that don't like the police. Okay. And they're doing these type of things out there in order to bait the police or to believe that this is their way to get back at law enforcement. It's so messed up.
The scary part is it is a small segment of the population, very small, but I fear it's growing.
I think it is too.
I don't think
I don't want to say that.
But I don't think there's this respect for authority anymore. And I'm not saying that, you know, we don't question government or government officials. I mean, that's our job. That's our duty as citizens is to constantly ask questions. But I fear that, you know, I don't really see the respect for authority. You know, and you could have groups like Antifa throwing smoke bombs at cops and throwing bottles of urine at cops. And
But that's insurrection. That's insurrection. That's not a protest.
But the problem is that there's no fear of authority. And when you don't fear authority, anarchy is what begins to prevail. I mean, how many times, are we going to see protesters throwing smoke bombs at cops and throwing urine at cops and macing cops, and yet two people may get arrested and maybe they get issued a bench warrant, if that?
Well, because we don't have a police state here. You know, we don't have a police
state.
But
it's not about a police state. It's enforcing laws. I mean, listen.
Well, yes.
You could respectfully go out and protest. I have absolutely no problem. But when you're assaulting police officers, I'm sorry. You should be arrested and thrown in jail, and you should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I mean, even down to the hurricane, you know, we see people looting in the stores and everything. I mean, these people are taking advantage of a storm where
that
most people had to flee the area.
I saw that.
And once again, there's absolutely zero fear.
It was
fear.
An Adidas store they were doing that.
Oh, there was plenty of stores. But and the crazy part is there's cameras all over the place. These people are showing their faces, and they still have no fear.
631-451-1039.
Something bigger going on in society.
You know, again, very disheartening. 631-451-1039. There is that group out there that is doing this. And I'm putting this out there right now so that the folks know of what the lawful responsibilities of the police officer. Now, I want to add the fact, I left it out, but everybody knows, that when these people do this, yelling their Supreme Court decisions, yelling at the cops, what crime have I committed? Understand, they're videotaping the whole thing, and it's being posted on the social media so that you could watch it. But I'll tell you, most people that are watching it are saying, for the most part, you are a moron, okay? There's no two ways about it for doing something like that, because now you got yourself arrested.
Yes.
And you got the window broken in your car because they had to break the window to get into your car because you wouldn't let them in.
But at the same time, how many cops right now are sitting there saying, you know what, I know something's off on that car, but I'm not even going to bother pulling them over because I don't want to deal with the
controversy. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's what happened in Chicago.
But that's happening all over the place. I mean, I know cops personally that will stay away from certain areas, not because they don't want to fight criminals, but because they're worried about the backlash that they're going to get.
You know, I call these people anarchists. And the anarchists that are trying to stymie the work of the police to protect the public, which they do, 99.5% of the police officers out there swear their oath to the people that they serve, just like what we do here in Suffolk County. But by continuing with this type of behavior and this type of instruction, it's resulting in arrests that don't have to take place and these stupid people. I mean, I have to say, you got arrested because you're stupid.
And you're getting false information, just like the whole
but it's working.
Hands up, don't shoot was built on an entire myth.
It's built on
an entire myth that did not happen. You wanted a better case, you should have used the Aragona case as your cause célèbre. Not the Michael Brown. Hands up, don't shoot is the biggest myth, and it's creating more problems than people realize.
It spun to a movement that I'll say to a large extent is misguided. 631-451-1039. Let's take, we got James one more time. James, you're on the air.
Yeah, as far as giving your license to the policeman, that's like the stupidest thing I ever heard. Of course you have to do that. You're on a public boat. You got to obey the law.
There are people that don't believe that, though, James. They think they have a right.
You gotta do everything.
Yeah.
When the policeman stops you, you got to identify yourself. Put it this way. Okay, the policeman lets the guy go. He had 20 guns in the car, and he goes and kills 50 people. You know, he didn't stop him. He didn't do anything. It's so stupid. Of course, if you're on a public road, I don't care if you're the president of the United States. You got to give up your driver's license, you know? But one other thing I wanted to say is, like, you know, in the Bible it says there'll be jostling in the streets in the last days. And that's what the highway is like now. It's like chariot races and stuff. And people don't respect the cops, but they don't respect each other either. I mean, and it used to be just young people. I had people 80 and 90 driving by.
Well, there's a certain purveyance out there. I'm going to go to another call, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got Tracy over there on Mount Sinai. Tracy, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that I have two kids in high school. Actually, one just graduated.
Yes.
And I blame part of the attitude of the young people and their disrespect and for authority and disregard of the laws on both the parents and the schools.
Yes. Okay. I mean, and the social media, these kids are seeing things. They're seeing things like what I'm talking about right now. They're seeing videos like that, and I think it's the truth that they can act like this, and it only exasperates the situation.
Well, yes, but the fact that they get out there in the first place, you know, just shows that they have been raised to disrespect authority and not follow laws. Because the laws are on the books, the rules are in place in the home and in the school. And I see parents over and over again and school officials over and over again just turning their head when anybody breaks the rules or does something, you know, completely inappropriate.
Somehow I think your kids are on the right track.
Most of the time.
Tracy, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we've got Mike over there in Riverhead. Mike, you're on the air.
You know, growing up, our parents and grandparents would have never thought to disregard or disrespect authority, especially law enforcement.
Yeah.
We live in a world now where we're saying such as F the police and they're all pigs are a common occurrence in our society. My question is, why has it become so likely to bash and disrespect people who risk their lives every day to serve and protect our communities?
Well, because there's segments of our population that believe they're being wronged, and this is their way of finding back.
Yeah, I also think, you know, this generation has lost respect for authority in general. Yeah. They talk back to their parents. They think rules don't apply. You know, think they're entitled for everything. And having that mindset, people hate those who are enforcing laws and getting them in trouble for wrongful actions. Mm. But that needs to change, and we need to change that now.
Yeah, it's a good point. And as Tracy just said, the prior caller, it's got to start at home, at the dinner table.
It has to. I mean, never in my wildest imagination would I have disrespected authority or my parents like that. I would have had, no front teeth.
Yeah, you get a beating. And I think it is the entitlement culture. I mean, we expect everything, but we don't want to do anything in return. And we don't even know our country or where we come from. And just, I gave 153 students the Constitution. It was the Russian Constitution, but I told them it was the United States Constitution. And only 2 out of 153 students were able to identify that it wasn't the United States Constitution. So they don't even know what their rights and privileges are through the amendments and through the Constitution of the United States. Yeah. They have no idea because they were never taught it.
And they're citing Supreme Court decisions.
Exactly.
And not to give a driver's license over.
And that's the scary part, that, they don't know why government exists, what's the roles and responsibilities of government. It's a crazy time out there.
Mike, further thought?
No, thank you, sir. I appreciate the show.
Okay, thanks for calling in. I'll tell you, folks have a lot of, feeling about this. And I wanted to bring it up today because I've seen on the social media that how this is being staged. And every result has a physical confrontation with the police. Every result.
Because that's what's going to happen. If you decline to show identification, if you're going to sit there and you're going to say, I have all these rights, and you don't even know your rights, it's going to lead to confrontation.
Exactly. And they don't know their rights. They're being fed this.
Your argument is based on a false premise, and that's the problem.
And that's what's happening right now. We got Frank over in Manville. Frank, you're on the air. 2 calls in a day. That's great.
Yes. Well, I had to call back because this is another interesting topic you gentlemen are discussing. And the professor mentioned that... It's very sad that the middle schools, high schools are not teaching American history as they should. Mm. I mean, not to be able to identify the United States Constitution is horrendous. But however, and you may not like this, Tom, you have one particular party that keeps stating resist, resist, and resist, and does not come out and tell people violence is not the way to go. Only one prominent Democrat has done so, and she was pretty much shamed into it, and that was the minority leader of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
No other prominent Democrat, including crybaby Hillary, who was blaming everyone under the sun for her loss to President Donald Trump, has come out and denounced these groups for being violent. I mean, you can't be a Trump supporter and walk around with a Make America Great Again hat without getting punched in the face.
In certain areas, you would get some hostility, but I don't think here in Suffolk County you would. I think you'd be applauded.
Well, certain places, you got to be careful where you're walking. But
you don't want to be in Berkeley.
In San Francisco.
Exactly. And as I mentioned, if these people are so entrenched in their beliefs, why do they hide their faces? I know I mentioned this to you before. Why are they hiding their faces, wearing masks, coming to these peaceful rallies, prayer rallies, dressed for battle? They're dressed in riot gear.
Because they're the most intolerant people around.
That's correct.
Most of them are communists, and just
that's
wait.
Correct.
I mean, when they look at Berkeley this week, you're going to see riots there when Ben Shapiro goes to speak. And why? It's not like Ben Shapiro is some far-right, right-wing activist.
They drove out, Coulter and Coulter?
And Coulter. What goes on some of these campuses is ridiculous, but this Antifa group, it's getting nasty and nasty, and it fuels that whole thing that there's no respect for authority. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, amazing.
I leave you with one quick quote from Abraham Lincoln, which I know you both will probably know. Lincoln stated once, who was one of our greatest presidents and also a political philosopher. His writings are excellent. People should read them, read his speeches. That he said, the United States would not be destroyed from exterior forces. We would be destroyed from within. Mm. And seeing these people trying to, they're anarchists, trying to take down our government.
In essence, that's what it is, particularly when it comes to the initial encounter that you have with law enforcement, which mm-hmm. represents. I've always said if the police lose, we lose.
Absolutely.
I've said that many
times. No, yes. I mean, it's nonsensical.
Without law enforcement, only the strong survive.
Yeah. Frank, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Once again, Frank from Manorville. Well, I'll tell you, Nick Giordano, a lot of hot topics out there. We've got a lot of calls today. And, you know, we'll keep it up because I think we get such input from our listeners that I think we could solve some problems. I'm your host, Tom Schiller. Once again, Nick Giordano, professor of political science, in with us once a week. And the 2 o'clock hour is upon us. That means breaking it down with the great Frank McKay. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray.